room full packed of people. So, hello everyone. I am Davide Berardi. I am here with my master Renzo Davoli to present you this talk on what is still missing in system code tracing on Linux this time. I have these slides here, and you can see that in the bottom of the slide there is a repository of Git in which you can find the code of some example and the patches we will present today. We will talk about system call. I assume that you know what a system call is, but we will talk about system call tracing. So basically, we will talk about something which is similar to S-Trace, which is a program which prints every system call where get executed by another program. So in the slide, for instance, you can see a debug procedure in which we print every read done by cat etc passvd. So it's just the prints whatever read is done by the file, by the program. So, following these features, basically we can create some kind of multiple layer operating system in which you have the operating system, which does some kind of services, which offer services like file systems, like networking, and so on. But then you can put some layer on it, like programs, user space, like whatever cat, whatever you want. But over it, you can put another layer. So you can put some kind of multiple layers. So for instance, you can alter what a system call does. So for instance, you ask for a read on a file, you can alter the path of the file in transit, which is similar to what you can do with namespaces, obviously, because you can alter some part of the system, but on a more finer level. So for instance, for every system call you have. This is the concept we will present today. So basically, how to create virtual machines based on system calls. So every system call can be altered lying to the user program. So basically, you lie to the user program what the system call is doing, and you can change what the program see from its perspective. Basically, we have two techniques. We will present two techniques, or Renzo will present two different set of patches. One is for the hypervisor mode, what we call hypervisor mode. So we have a user space program which hypervise or supervise another program. So basically, you say, okay, we have this program which manage every system call of the other. So for instance, you can say, okay, the read done by this program can be hijacked to another one, and this is done by a supervisor. We will call it hypervisor mode. On the other side, you done it inside the program itself. So basically, we wrap the system call in a system call wrapper, and that is a little bit secure, a little bit less secure, because you can basically hijack this wrapper and go outside this wrapper easily. But we will refer to this like a self-virtualization mode. And this is the introduction. So yeah. I give the stage to you. It's yours, Renzo, go.
I'm returning back to the slide. So the operating system speaks a language of system calls. So a running process can open files and give passing. And what the process sees is what is provided by the kernel. But if we stack as it were building blocks, layer of virtualizations, so we can have at the top of layer one a program speaking the same language, so able to run the system call. So the interface is the same, but they can